DeepEnglish.com.
Ruben is a gifted soccer player and fearless goalie. Is Ruben a gifted piano player? No, Ruben isn't a gifted piano player. Ruben is a gifted soccer player. What kind of goalie is he? He is a fearless goalie. He was playing for an elite youth soccer team in Atlanta, Georgia, when the unfortunate accident happened. What kind of accident was it? It was an unfortunate accident. What kind of team was he playing for? He was playing for an elite youth soccer team. He was kicked in the head by an opponent and went into shock. Where was he kicked? He was kicked in the head. Who went into shock? Ruben went into shock. He stopped breathing multiple times and came in and out of consciousness on the soccer field. His coach said, "I thought I might lose him." Did he stop breathing? Yes, he stopped breathing multiple times. Who said, "I thought I might lose him"? His coach said, "I thought I might lose him." Ruben was airlifted to a hospital where he fell into a coma for several days. Was Ruben driven to a hospital? No, he wasn't driven to a hospital. He was airlifted to a hospital. What happened at the hospital? At the hospital, he fell into a coma for several days. Ruben's mother is a high school teacher originally from Nigeria. Where is Ruben's mother originally from? Ruben's mother is originally from Nigeria. Is she a nurse? No, she isn't a nurse. She's a high school teacher. When Ruben finally woke up, he said to her, "I'm hungry," in Spanish. What did Ruben say in Spanish when he woke up? Ruben said, "I'm hungry," in Spanish when he woke up. Who did he say that to? He said that to his mother. Ruben's mother ran out of the room to get help. "A nurse asked me, what language does he speak? I said, I speak English. He speaks English. We're not Spanish-based people." Suddenly, Ruben couldn't speak a lick of English. Who couldn't speak a lick of English? Ruben couldn't speak a lick of English. Instead, Spanish effortlessly flowed out of his mouth. Did German effortlessly flow out of his mouth? No, German didn't effortlessly flow out of his mouth. Spanish effortlessly flowed out of his mouth. Ruben says he could only speak a few words of Spanish before the accident. How much Spanish could Ruben speak before the accident? Ruben could only speak a few words of Spanish before the accident. He thinks he must have subconsciously picked up the language from his brother, who studied abroad in Spain, and some of his teammates who are fluent Spanish speakers. Did he subconsciously pick up the language? Yes, he subconsciously picked up the language. Who did he pick it up from? He picked it up from his brother and his teammates. Ruben describes speaking Spanish as weird, but enjoyable. How did Ruben describe speaking Spanish? He describes speaking Spanish as weird, but enjoyable. However, trying to speak his native English made him have a seizure. What happened when Ruben tried to speak English? When he tried to speak English, he had a seizure. After a few days, Ruben's English returned. He can still speak Spanish, but it is beginning to fade. When did Ruben's English return? Ruben's English returned after a few days. Can he still speak Spanish? Yes, he can still speak Spanish, but it's beginning to fade. Ruben is not the only person to have ever woken up with a mysterious language condition. Is Ruben the only person to have ever woken up with a mysterious language condition? No, Ruben is not the only person to have ever woken up with a mysterious language condition. In 2013, an American man woke up in a motel in California speaking Swedish. What language did he wake up speaking? He woke up speaking Swedish. When did this happen? This happened in 2013. Unlike Ruben, this was not a new language for him, but he had completely forgotten his native English and all memory of his past life. Was Swedish a new language for him? No, Swedish wasn't a new language for him. What was his native language? His native language was English. What had he forgotten? He had forgotten his native English and all memory of his past life. Equally as baffling is foreign accent syndrome, where people develop a new accent, usually after some head trauma. What happens to people with foreign accent syndrome? People with foreign accent syndrome develop a new accent, usually after some head trauma. The first case of this dates back to 1941, when a Norwegian woman, who was injured during a bombing, suddenly began speaking in a German accent. Was the first case of this a Swedish woman? No, the first case of this was not a Swedish woman. It was a Norwegian woman. What happened to her? She was injured during a bombing and suddenly began speaking in a German accent. Over the years, there have been 62 cases of this condition. How many cases of this condition have there been? There have been 62 cases of this condition. Reuben is back at home now, but he is still getting medical tests and having seizures. Is Reuben in the hospital? No, Reuben isn't in the hospital. He's back at home. Is he still getting medical tests? Yes, he's still getting medical tests. Is he still having seizures? Yes, he is still having seizures. A GoFundMe.com page has been created to help his parents pay for his medical expenses. What is the GoFundMe.com page for? The GoFundMe.com page is to help his parents pay for his medical expenses. Reuben hopes to become a professional soccer player one day and can't wait to get back on the field. Does Reuben hope to become Spanish one day? No, Reuben doesn't hope to become Spanish one day. He hopes to become a professional soccer player one day. His coach says when he comes back, he'll need to wear a helmet. What will he need to do when he comes back? When he comes back, he'll need to wear a helmet.